the Pfizer COVID booster shot rollout going and reports of serious burnout at the CDC. In 10 minutes, we'll talk to Politico. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. It's quiet at the Texas Bridge, where CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says thousands of migrants have been removed.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas rejected calls to stop the deportations.
We have, in fact, determined, despite the tragic and devastating earthquake, that Haiti is, in fact, capable of receiving individuals.
Is this why your country...
The controversy over border agents on horseback dispersing migrants continue, with President Biden weighing in.
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous.
A woman is charged with arson as thousands of people in Northern California are told to leave their homes because of a wildfire. Deb Webb lives north of Redding.
Devastation. Just a nightmare. I've seen my life gone. Mementos of everything gone.
The CDC gives full approval to a Pfizer booster shot for those 65 and older, people with underlying conditions, and those who work in at-risk situations. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Dallas, Texas.
At the annual Texas State Fair, Edward Bennett, 77, was among the first to receive his booster.
As soon as I heard about the boosters, the only thing I wanted to know is where can I get it?
The Texas State Fair, which opens today, is offering boosters as well as first and second shots. Have already given out 75, but they're prepared to offer 500 a day at this three-week-long event.
A Republican-backed election audit in Arizona's largest county confirms Joe Biden's win as president, shooting down former President Trump's claim that the election was stolen. The team's hand recount found Mr. Biden not only won, but gained 360 votes over the official results. Checks aren't supposed to bounce, especially when they're supposed to reward a job well done.
The bounce checks were written to about 50 Florida teachers who were promised $1,000 bonuses by Governor Ron DeSantis. It turns out the mistake was from the state's bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, which says it'll fix the problem and pay for any bounced check charges. A South Florida Democratic lawmaker had tweeted a picture of a bank notice from one of his constituents, then tweaked the Republican governor by tweeting that the political benefit of spending millions to send out checks with his name on them is outweighed by the more efficient and fiscally responsible option of direct deposit. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
After weeks of testimony, the jury gets the case in R. Kelly's racketeering and sex trafficking trial. Devereaux Canick is one of the singer's lawyers.
Hope that they see the evidence or the lack of evidence that we saw it.
Deliberations resume Monday. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
9:03 on this Friday, September 24th, 58 in D.C. Clear skies tonight, cool with lows in the 40s and 50s. And good evening, I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. Federal charges have now been filed against two D.C. police officers. They're accused of conspiring to obstruct justice and trying to hide what led to a deadly moped chase last fall. One of the officers faces second-degree murder charges. More from WTOP's Christy King.
Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree when he caused Caron Hilton Brown's death by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury. That, according to prosecutors. Back when it happened, police said the chase began because the 20-year-old was riding on the sidewalk not wearing a helmet. While the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, says that appears to violate the police department's no-chase policy.
I'm going to have to read the charging document to see what prosecutors were looking at for murder to charge.
In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shane Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conti says both officers are in the process of being suspended without pay. Terrence Sutton, the officer charged with second-degree murder, was removed from duty immediately. Andrew Zabavsky, charged with obstruction of justice, was working up until this week. Conti says he was put on administrative leave once details of the grand jury indictment were made public. Conti also says it's not an indictment of the entire police force.
There are a lot of officers on our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out.
Councilman Charles Allen, who sits on the Public Safety Committee, tells WTOP the two officers being charged is a step that many didn't think would happen.
It's incredibly rare
when we see prosecution of police officers.
Both officers have pleaded not guilty. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
9:05, a month after an 8-year-old boy playing a video game in an apartment was shot and killed through a patio door, 4 men have now been indicted. Prosecutors say only 3 are responsible for the shooting. As WTOP's Megan Clardy tells us, the 4th was the intended target.
Charging documents say that 21-year-old Dominique Johnson was standing on the balcony of his Landover apartment on August 23rd when a car pulled into the parking lot and someone in the passenger side opened fire in his direction. The bullets missed Johnson but hit PJ Evans, who was playing inside with his cousin. The 3 men who prosecutors say were in the car are charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Charging documents say a day earlier, Johnson admitted to shooting at 21-year-old Mark Nwacha, who was arrested that night. The next day, documents say Nwacha's brother Desmond and a friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail. And 3 hours later, all 3 men participated in the retaliatory shooting that killed the little boy. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
County Executive Angela Alsobrooks tells WTOP the community is still working through PJ's tragic death.
We continue to be heartbroken about this case. There is absolutely nothing that is done at this point. I think that can, you know, make up for the fact that we lost such a wonderful part of this community. PJ Evans, we love him dearly. We love his mother and whole family. And so we're still grief-stricken.
Well, the suspects are being held without bond. Breaking tonight, a total of 11 people indicted in the death of a Loudoun County freshman at Virginia Commonwealth University. As of this afternoon, 8 of the 11 have been arrested.
The arrests follow a 7-month investigation into the death of Adam Oakes, a 19-year-old from Loudoun County. Oakes, a Virginia Commonwealth University freshman, died of alcohol poisoning after attending a fraternity party in February. He was found dead at an off-campus house about 12 hours after attending the party hosted by the Delta Chi fraternity. 11 people indicted face charges including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. A VCU spokesperson issued a statement saying the school is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity life and culture for all. VCU expelled the Delta Chi fraternity in June. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still to come, President Biden addressing the American people about COVID a day after Pfizer booster shots were approved for use by the federal government. It's 9:07.
Beautiful homes start from the floors up at Floormax. Since 1985, Floormax has been D.C.'s largest independent and family-owned flooring company. Floormax has an incredible selection of hardwood, ceramic, and kid-proof, pet-proof, stain-proof floors, plus carpets galore. All in-store floors are on sale now and available for immediate installation. Act now and save. Visit FloorMaxFloors.com or one of our 5 convenient showrooms.
FloorMaxFloors.com. See stores for selection and details. Servicing